Boy, great highlight, Raph. That was a good one. I think that was Ron Fairley. You know, as I was listening to these highlights today, and I realized, yeah, Barry Bonds was fabulous in Kent and everything else, but I don't think there's been another guy like Will Clark. He's that unique, and I'm really glad they're retiring his number today. Well, we ran into Tom Candiotti, the old knuckleballer from St. Mary's, and, of course, I want to find someone who faced Will Clark as a hitter and a pitcher. And Candiotti is the best. And, Candy, it's great to have you with us today. It's a very, very special day at the ballpark, Tom. They're retiring Will Clark's number 22. What do you think about that?
I mean, just amazing. Yeah, Will is, you know, I had the good fortune to be able to compete against Will, and especially in a rivalry situation, you know, being on the Dodgers and him being on the Giants. And I don't think we were quite sure if we liked each other at first or not, if we were allowed to like each other. But as the years went on, got to know Will a little bit, and what a great guy. I would have loved to have been a teammate with him.
Tom Candiotti with us. What was it like pitching to Will Clark?
Will was sweet, boy. He had a sweet swing, as you guys all know. He could hit any pitch. And a couple times when I'd throw him a knuckleball, and if it was a good knuckleball, you know, he'd be animated, and he would look out like and give you the thing like, yeah, that was pretty good, you know. And then a lot of times he would just be sitting on a curveball, and I could throw him 100 knuckleballs, he wouldn't swing, but when I threw him a curveball, he would swing every time. And so he had an approach. And, you know, you had to figure him out a little bit. But, you know, he could spray the ball around. He was kind of like Tony Gwynn, but with power. You know, he could hit to all fields. He's a line drive type hitter. Wasn't up there just trying to jack a home run out of the ballpark. But when guys are on base, that's one guy you really didn't want to face.
Great analysis of Will Clark. He had such a brightness to him, a spirit to him.
Oh, man, he was great, you know, from his voice to everything about him. You know, you could hear him, you know, once the game started, whether you're a teammate of his or whether you're, you know, an opponent like I was, you could hear Will everywhere. You know, you could hear him taking infield. You could hear him, you know, talking whatever. You know, he had the voice that just stood out. And, you know, and I'm sure in that locker room when Will said something, I'm sure people listened. He had that kind of personality about him. Guy that you knew when he put the uniform on, took the field, that it was all about the win. It was all about the W, and whatever it took, you know, that's what it was. Really kind of the ultimate team guy.
Wow, beautiful. Tom, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you got it.
Well, it's great having Candy on. Candy, we appreciate it. Of course, he's a radio analyst now for the Diamondbacks. But, again, thinking of Will Clark and the way people do these tributes to him, what an outstanding player, but more an outstanding person. And it's great that 22 is being retired. The Giants lineup is out against Smiley, and it's loaded with right-handers. Ruff leads off today. Slater, Mercedes, Flores, Belt in there. Estrada, Villar, Luis Gonzalez, and Joey Bart is the catcher today. All right, joining us now, and he is also an analyst on the Diamondbacks TV network and a former Giant, and all you have to do is hear his voice or hear the name, and all the images come back of Bob Brenly. Bob Brenly, of course, who was with the Giants and did so much and was with Will Clark when Will broke in. So, Bob Brenly, it's great to have you here. One of your former teammates, of course, you know this. Will Clark is having his number retired. And, Bobby, I want to ask you, when you heard that for the first time, what did you think?
Well, knowing the way we used to bust Will's chops all the time, I thought that they're really retiring Jack Clark's number, but Will's just horning in on it. But in all seriousness, Will was a big part of the turnaround of the Giants organization when I was there. As you know, Marty, we had some pretty lean years in the mid-'80s there. And when Will Clark and Robbie Thompson and some of the other guys of that generation came on board, weren't aware of the bad ballpark at Candlestick. They weren't aware of our losing record. They wanted to win, and they came in there with that attitude, and it infected all the veteran guys on the team. Al Rosen, Roger Craig, we're also on that bandwagon. We're tired of losing. We're tired of using the ballpark as an excuse. We're going to turn this around. And Will was a big part of that with his infectious attitude and his desire to win and, of course, his tremendous physical gift at the plate.
Boy, the first game is one that we always remember and talk about, and that is Will hitting the home run off Nolan Ryan. And what did you think?
Well, first of all, nobody hits home runs to straightaway center field in the Astrodome. I mean, that was a tough place to hit home runs, period, but especially the straightaway center field. But, you know, given the circumstances, I wasn't really that surprised. This is a guy that that loves a challenge. He wants to be the best, and in order to be the best, you got to beat the best, and he proved that right away in his first at bat.
Will Clark, number 22, and it's up there with some very famous numbers, Bob, of San Francisco Giants history. Will Clark has a part of Giants history around him. How would you describe Will Clark's impact on Giants history?
Well, you know, like I said earlier, we had unfortunately become too accustomed to losing, especially at home. And Will didn't like to lose anywhere. He didn't like to lose at anything. So, you know, when you throw an attitude like that in the middle of your lineup, a guy that just refuses to lose, and he'll do whatever it takes to win, whether that's hitting a home run or making a good defensive play or breaking up a double play at second base, it didn't matter. I think I mentioned it to you when I saw you recently that, you know, besides his physical gifts, his hand-eye coordination, his beautiful swing, this guy had a burning desire to win every day. I mean, every day. He never took a day off mentally, and that showed, and that's why they're retiring his number.
Boy, great. Bob Brenly with us. Bob, if you were standing with Will Clark today, what would you say to him?
Well, first of all, I would congratulate him. You know, I said we like to bust his chops, especially when he was a rookie. And Will took all of that hazing in the right manner. He knew that we just wanted him to be part of the team. But he was going to have to pay some dues before we allowed him to be part of the team. And he did it all with a smile. He took it the way it was intended. And that helped speed up his process of being a great major league ball player. And I was proud to be his teammate. I take 9 Will Clarks every day of the week and take my chances.
Boy, beautiful. Bobby, thanks so much. Bob Brenly, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Marty, take care.
Boy, nice to have Bob Brenly on. And he was a veteran on the team, and Kruk will tell you as well. And I can't wait to hear this ceremony today. KNBR will have this whole thing live at 5 o'clock today. And the game, of course, is a 6 o'clock start. So that's all going to be on KNBR today. So this is going to be a lot of fun to listen to. Let's talk about the game today a little bit. It is Drew Smyly on the hill for the Cubs today, 33 years old. He's a left-hander. And you heard the lineup. The Giants have got that right-handed lineup in. The Giants need some wins now. Look, Tuesday is the trade deadline. In the beginning of the show, I've already said it. I think Carlos Rodon should be traded. I think if they're going to win, get a playoff spot, it's going to happen from all the other players. Rodon alone is not going to be able to lead this team to a playoff spot. And they need some speed. They need some speed. Last night, Wade couldn't score in a double because he's got the bad knee. Mercedes couldn't score in a double because he just doesn't run that well. And it's very important to get some athletes. And with Castillo being traded and Montas still out there, Tyler Mahle, people like that, Carlos Rodon is a guy you could pitch in the first game of a playoff series for a very serious team. And we saw the haul that the Reds got for Castillo, the fifth top prospects from the Seattle Mariners. And the Giants need some athleticism, and they have to do it, and they have to do it now. And you just can't let Rodon walk away. So that's my feeling with it. It's plenty to talk about over the weekend as these teams will square off today with Smyly and Jacob Junis. And tomorrow Rodon goes for the Giants. Let's talk about Jacob Junis just for a minute here. He's been fabulous for the Giants, really. What a godsend. 29 years old. He's been in 11 games, 9 starts, 54 innings, only 7 home runs given up, 11 walks, 44 strikeouts. But the thing for Jacob Junis, and this is a Cub team that's not a great offensive team. I don't care what they say. Patrick Wisdom and Wilson Contreras, this team can be pitched to. Watch him score 12 runs today. But for Junis, runners in scoring position, 3 for 31, 097. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 0 for 13. So no batting average there. So Junis has been terrific. He's a right-hander. He goes against a Cub team that is struggling. They've only got 41 wins and 42 wins, whatever it is. And the Giants now at 49 and 51. All right, plenty of baseball to talk about. We'll come back with more right after this.